This episode of True North Country Comics Podcast is brought to you by two songs for the Christmas season, You Are My Christmas and Christmas by the Sea, by the Canadian songstress Stephanie Beaumont. These Christmas songs are perfect for when you're decorating the tree, wrapping presents, baking up a storm, or welcoming friends and family from near or far. Stephanie Beaumont captures the spirit of Christmas in these two wonderful songs you can buy for that special someone or enjoy for yourself during the festive season. You Are My Christmas and Christmas by the Sea are now available from Apple iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, Deezer, and wherever good music is sold online. Get yours today. Welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. It's December 2nd, 2019. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Mark Bertolini. Mark is an Ontario-based writer with comic books published by 215 Inc., Marcosia Enterprises, Fubar Press, Black Ship Books, Comics Tribe, Action Lab Comics, and Darby Pop Comics. He's also a New York Times bestselling writer, having contributed the short story Unit 731 to Fubar Volume 2, Empire of the Rising Dead. His most recent project is Bastard's Waltz. During our chat, Mark offered advice for newcomers to the comic book industry. He provided personal insight into his inspiration for making comic books and mentioned some helpful tips for others. But before I go further, here's some of the current news about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. The Hollywood Reporter published an interview with Johnny Christmas about his new series with Jack T. Cole called Tartarus from Image Comics. Set to debut in February 2020, the series is described as Breaking Bad meets Star Wars. When asked about the new title, Johnny said, "Jack and I wanted to build a world steeped in all the great sci-fi we love, from Star Wars to Blade Runner, and great drama from Breaking Bad to The Odyssey. We got to cooking up this ambitious idea of mixing sci-fi, Greek mythology, starships, alchemy, intergalactic dating apps, all into a big pot, and made what became Tartarus." You can read more at HollywoodReporter.com. Adventures in Poor Taste chatted with Jeff Lemire about his new series Skull Digger and Skeleton Boy for Image Comics. When asked about his influences for the series, Jeff said, "This series was really my love letter to Frank Miller, and specifically all the work he did on Batman and Daredevil in the 80s. I'm also a huge Punisher fan, so that played in as well. And I think we've been able to move beyond those initial influences and create characters that are unique to the Black Hammer universe. So I would say that Frank Miller and his storytelling influenced the story more than any one character. That's at least my point of view." You can read more at adventuresinpoortaste.com. CBC News reported that a new Comic-Con is planned for Winnipeg to replace the Central Canada Comic-Con. The new event, slated to run from October 30th to November 1st in 2020, is being organized by Quebec-based Cape Flow Productions that has organized roughly 40 similar conventions. According to Cliff Caporal of Cape Flow Productions, "You know, for sports fans that are on a regular basis, they have a place to go, be it a sports event or football event, hockey or whatnot. But for geeks, we don't have as many places to go. There are some small conventions and some small gatherings, but we want to be sure that fans have a big place that all colors of geekdom can come and enjoy themselves." You can read more at cbc.ca/news. And now, here's my chat with Mark Bertolini. So I'm here with Mark Bertolini at MCX. I want to ask you a little bit about advice you might give to anyone who wants to get started in this business.
Be prepared to have everybody tell you no, and also be prepared to ignore that.
How did you deal with that?
You have to just keep trying. You have to just keep hoping that what you're doing is something that will appeal to everybody, not just yourself. I mean, when I started making comics, I was making them for myself, right? It was stuff that I wanted to read, stuff that I thought was cool. And eventually, the more I did it, other people started to agree with me, I guess.
We all grow up reading comic books or watching movies or TV, and we go, wouldn't that be cool? But what was that thing that made you realize, oh gosh, I can do this too?
Well, I always wanted to draw comics when I was a kid. That was the only goal I had in life, was to be a comic book artist. But I learned fairly quickly that I didn't have the patience to sit and spend 6 or 8 hours on one page. I didn't have the technical skill. So I'd always written stories for myself to draw. So I started leaning more towards the writing part. And eventually, no more drawing at all. It's kind of sad. But yeah, I focused more heavily on the writing. And that's when I started to have a little bit of success.
What would you say to people who are getting into this business? What should they avoid?
Well, don't be a jerk. That's number one. You know, try to be helpful, you know, collaborate with people, do short work first. Don't start with your 60 issue magnum opus. That's not happening. Do anthologies, do a lot of anthology work, network and come to conventions like this and get to know other creators. And eventually they're going to start wanting to work with you, and you know, you can put short stuff together and then work up to longer things. But don't be a jerk is key, or else nobody's going to want to work with you.
What lessons have you learned along the way? As you know, perhaps you've learned from mistakes. Is there any one or two things that you might say, gosh, this is the big thing I learned?
Promotion, you have to do your own. You got to self-promote as much as possible. I have books through actual reputable publishers who do very little in the way of promotion. And I thought once I got a book out with one of these publishers, that was going to be it, right? It was going to be everywhere, and then Marvel was going to be knocking on my door, and that didn't happen. So you have to really push your own work. You have to believe in your own stuff and make sure that you let everybody see it.
What sort of creative means have you found that would be best for promoting yourself?
Well, obviously, like social media right now is key, right? I mean, I try and push my stuff. I try not to be too obnoxious about it, so I don't do it a lot. But when something new is coming out, for sure, like I'll have tons of stuff on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And conventions is another good place, right? You have to try and push. I mean, it's making comics is a very solitary thing sometimes. And then when you come to a convention, you have to kind of step out of that box and try to get people interested in it. So, but it's all part of developing that following, I guess, which is going to lead to other things, hopefully.
If you could go back in time and talk to yourself when you were first starting out, is there something that you'd say you want to do differently? Tell that person to restart and try this instead?
Do more conventions. That's a big one. I don't get out to that many over the course of the year, 2, maybe 3. Doing more of those, doing more shows, I think would have been better when I was younger, when I could do it. So I think that's the main one. Do as many shows as possible.
Any other piece of advice you might recommend?
Just, you know, if you love doing it, just keep doing it, and eventually, you know, as corny as it sounds, you're if you want to make comics, if that's your dream can come true. Like, I mean, I made it happen, and you know, I'd be doing this even if no one was reading it, but the fact that people are reading my stuff sometimes is pretty cool.
Thanks to Mark for the chat. You can discover more about Mark on Twitter at Mark_BERTOLINI, and online at www.markbertolini.wordpress.com. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics Podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts, and please leave a good rating. Also, check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website, follow along on Twitter at True North Comics, and please send your feedback to info@TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening. Come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2019.